You're listening to The Daily American. Now here's your host, Dan the Man.
We're back with The Daily American. We still have Miss Natalia. Again, I'm going to butcher this. Why don't you just say Natalia?
Yablokov
with us for our two-part special. She walked us through, you know, her childhood and her beginnings, a little bit about her family heritage. Welcome back, Natalia.
Thank you.
All right, so we've got to the point where you're 10. You have the tiny little townhouse. We got a little bit past that. So where'd you go to high school?
I went to Springfield. Springfield High School. I had the best time in high school. A lot of people say that they didn't have a good time. I had a good time. I had a car, Dodge Dynasty, and I chiseled out the Y in the Dynasty, and we called it the D Nasty.
Oh my gosh. Why? What was going on in that vehicle?
I just chiseled out the Y. For some reason, I wanted to chisel out the Y, and I got it the D Nasty, and everyone was always like, let's go in the D, let's go in the D. So my car was the D Nasty, and we just used to venture out on lunch breaks, and I remember the principal running out to my car and being like,
"This is getting
like,
really inappropriate. What would you do?"
No, we would just totally just go. And I remember the principal one time running after my car and being like, "If you leave with that car," and everyone's like, "All right, let's get out." And I remember being like, "Hold on, guys!" And I just zoomed out of that parking lot, and they were like, "What is going on?" Yeah, I had no like. I didn't care. You know what I mean? Like, I just was like, I don't care. This is happening. I enjoy just doing stuff that's not on the rules. Like, that's what I wanted. That's how I lived my life, basically.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad way to live your life, especially when you were kind of used to it. 16, you ran away. You know, you didn't run away to Jersey or to another state. You ran away to another country in London. Or in England. I mean, that's kind of wild in itself. So after high school, what was the plan? What did you want to be when you grew up?
You know, it's funny. Actually, this is so like dumb and to say, but I remember when I was younger to my dad, I remember saying to him, I was like, one day I'm going to be famous. I remember saying that to my dad. My dad was just like, okay. And I was just like, you know, I'm going to be famous one day. Just watch. And he was like, okay, like whatever. I mean, like, I don't know what I was thinking. I was young, but I remember saying that to him in the kitchen in our old house. And that was that. I think I just wanted to do something. I didn't know exactly what, but I just knew that I wanted to do things on my own. And that's what I knew.
So, yeah, do something a little bit different.
Yeah. I never like had like a clear picture. My dad was always like, oh, you're going to be a doctor or something. No, I'm going to do my own thing. So.
Where do you fall in line in the siblings?
Middle child.
Okay.
Yeah. The black sheep.
You got to watch out for the middle child, children. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. If it's an even number of kids, it'd be children.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works. But anyhow, so after high school, did you go to college?
I went to college. I went to LaSalle. And the only reason why they took me at LaSalle because I didn't necessarily get the best grades or anything, but they took me because I played field hockey and I was going to play field hockey. And so I played field hockey. I was captain first year.
In college. Where?
LaSalle in Boston. So it was like in Massachusetts. It's okay. Called LaSalle. And I remember like I wasn't even like the teachers basically didn't think I was really going to go far in college. So when I wrote down LaSalle, they thought I misspelled LaSalle. So they were like, so they wrote down I was going to LaSalle University. No, I was really going to LaSalle, LASELL in Boston, in Newton, Massachusetts. So went out there and yeah, it was great.
What division is it?
3.
Okay. But still, captain for a Division III school, a lot of people, I mean, that's a feat in its own.
Yeah, it was. I went there and I did that. And then I remember my fourth year, I was almost finished, and my boyfriend at the time was like, we're traveling to California.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And I moved to California, drove with him for 3 days.
You're like, this is perfect. I'm going to be famous anyway.
Drove out to California, went out there for 3 months. He couldn't find a job. I could only find a job. So I basically made money for us to go home. So
to travel back to Chestnut Hill.
Travel back to Boston.
Oh, okay,
to Boston. Then I lived in Boston at my school. Didn't go there, but I just lived there as like a roommate with my friends. And I remember the RA being like, I know you don't go here anymore, but I like you, so you can stay. But I just basically stayed rent-free at college with my friends and worked at this restaurant called The Naked Fish.
The Naked Fish, what is it, like a bar or restaurant? Like a college?
It was actually a nice restaurant, nice seafood restaurant. And
Where's the boyfriend at this time?
He's around. He's actually Anna's father, my daughter's father.
Okay.
So he's around. He moved down here when Anna was a baby. But we just weren't right for each other. So we broke up and he's still here in Hatboro. So.
Okay. All right. So I guess pregnancy of Anna took place somewhere around that time.
Yeah. So I came home from California and then I got pregnant and then I moved home and then he followed and then, it was over.
Did he ever get a job?
He was always a waiter. He was always a waiter. So he always had a bartending waiter. I think he still is. Not positive what he does, but yeah.
All right. So good. So he got a job. That's mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
And Anna is how old now?
18 years old. So that's
good. It spelled the same as like Anna?
Yeah, it is.
It's just pronounced differently.
I always wanted to name her Roxy, but I wasn't allowed to because I was told that what you want to drop her off at the strip club? No, but I loved the name Roxy.
Why? So
why did I name that?
Did you love it? Yeah.
I don't know. Ever since I was younger, I was always like, I love the name Roxy. I want to name my kid Roxy. And it didn't happen. So, and Anna was my great grandmother's name. So I was like, fine, I'm calling her Anna.
There you go.
Yeah.
On which side?
My mom's side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you can't just fast forward through those 18 years from Anna's birth until now. So give us like a quick synopsis of those 18 years.
So basically I was bored at home. I was a mother. I was young. I was bored. So I decided to start taking acting classes. And that's when it all started with acting. So I started taking acting classes at Mike Lemon Casting. And that's where I started. I've always like wanted to do something with acting. So that's where it started. As any young person starting out in that kind of industry, I've had some really weird altercations with like different people that were up in the business saying like, I can make it if I do something awful with this person. And I just was like, nope. So I always, oh God, I don't even know what to say about it, but it was just awful. Like in the beginning stages, it was awful. I remember like, my agent was like, that's not right. Like, we need to like, I don't know, do something different. So, I mean, it was in the beginning stages. Like, I was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore because I just thought that really like you had to like do bad things in order to make it. And I was just like, this isn't for me. But I just kept going because I was like, there's other options. You don't have to do that stuff.
You don't have to solicit. Yeah. It sounds like you're saying like you don't have to solicit yourself to, you know, make good money or especially. But I mean, I think the public knows in general that that Hollywood is super corrupt.
Yeah, no, I've definitely heard stories and I was just like, well, that's not me. I'm not going to make that happen for myself. So I'm going to do it on my own. So I just basically would always just say no. And then walk the other way, you know? I mean, who knows? Who knows what could have happened? But it doesn't matter. I'm where I am today. So, and I'm doing good. I mean, I feel like I've been in a good amount of movies and I'm still working at it. So now I'm like, you know, auditioning for bigger things and you never know.
No, you don't. What is the biggest movie or show or anything that you've done?
Actually, we just did a movie called Ageless Love, and that's nominated for the Oscars, which is great. So that's a good thing that's happening right now. So yeah, that's huge. That is huge. Yeah, that's pretty huge. I was the store clerk. I was the one who sold the ring, but it's still not a huge part, but it was a part.
Right.
So that's good. And I'm just working with a lot of good people. And I like that. And I started a new acting class and I actually really enjoy their company and everything that they're doing for me. And it's just going in a positive direction.
Talk to me about acting class a little bit. I want to hear like what's it like? Like, is it, I would assume that this is just, I have no idea. So the teachers in front of the class and say there's 20, 30 people in there. And then they say, you know, partner up with somebody. Possibly, maybe there's other like teachers or I have no idea, but act it out and, you know, they'll give you like a verse or something to say and I'll come around and critique them personally or what's it like? I have no idea.
So no, not necessarily. Like they actually help.
Completely wrong.
No. Like they actually, so it's interesting because we are in an advanced group because we basically have all been really acting for quite some time. So it's not necessarily like you're walking in and you're sitting there being critiqued by all your acting. Like, so let's say I have an audition for something. They will help me with that. They'll help me get that out.
It's one-on-one?
If I'm doing an audition, yes. Okay. If I'm doing an audition for something, yes, it's one-on-one. But other than that, like you're in there and you're basically learning the industry, the behind the scenes stuff, so that when you're working on a project, you're not confused or you're not kind of blind to what's going on. You're actually learning all the ins and outs of everything that happens in a movie industry and like what you're doing when you're just the actor. You shouldn't just know what you're doing with just delivering lines. Like you need to know what the light man does or like the director, the producer, because it just helps you work your craft better. It really does. Because you're working with not only yourself, but with everybody. So when people are like those asshole actors, I don't get it because it's like everyone's working and everyone's doing their thing. So
give us an example of an asshole actor that maybe the mainstream may know of.
Well, I've heard. Now this is just me hearing.
Don't
so
say the if you're thinking the same person that I am, go ahead.
Katherine Heigl.
Oh no, Who is that?
So she was actually one of my favorite movies that I never remember the name of. She's with Gerard Butler. Oh my God, I cannot remember the name, but I love that movie so much. And I watch like whenever it's on, I just watch it. But I heard that she was like the most insane person to work with and nobody wanted to work with her, but she still gets jobs because she's good at what she does.
Yeah.
So that's something that's like really interesting to me. So it's like, I never want to be that person that's a jerk behind, like ever. Cause never. It's like, you're never better than anybody else. You are not better than anybody else.
That is one of the main focal points of the Daily America podcast is that like nobody is like above anybody else, including myself, including anybody. I don't care how much money you have. Like you're not, I mean, we're all human beings for a reason. And, you know, just because you have clout on earth and you have fancy cars or big businesses, that doesn't do anything for me in regards to who you are as a person.
Absolutely.
I try to treat everybody, you know, the same. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to talk the same, exactly the same as I mean, maybe I do, who knows, to the owner of the company that I work for full time versus, you know, my best friend. There may be a little bit different like language involved there, but who knows, maybe not. I guess I'll have to ask the owner of my company one day, but I try to, I literally treat everybody as an equal. I mean, I don't care where you're from, who you are, doesn't matter to me. That's me personally. A lot of people don't operate that way, but Christian Bale was the guy that I thought you may have said, because I remember watching Batman was, it's definitely one of my favorite, like, fictional movies.
Mm-hmm.
Fictional is right, right? Fake is fictional.
Or is yeah, not? Yeah. Fiction's fake. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So Christian Bale, cause I remember he like snapped, I guess he snapped out on like a producer or something. They got it on YouTube and you know, this guy's such an a-hole. Who knows though? You know.
Well, I feel like when they catch people like that, that's like, ooh, like let's get this on tape. Right. Yeah. But okay. I snap sometimes, but I mean, probably for good situations, I don't normally snap. Like I'm pretty laid back. I think that when you get your anger worked up or someone's been not nice to you or hurting you for so long, you kind of come to a point where you're like, why am I allowing this? I don't know that situation. I don't know Christian Bale's situation for that reason. But like, I don't, I mean, if it was something due to acting, I mean, I don't know, was something not right on set or where he was like, I'm not feeling comfortable, because you also have, as an actress, need to be comfortable in what you're doing and your craft and the situation. And I don't know. So it's just, I don't know. I think
I agree 100%. Or you'll be like that who's the Capital One guy who just, I guess he shot and killed one of his producers or.
Oh,
what the hell is that guy's name?
I can picture him. I can't think of it. Are you talking about that film that he shot the producer? Or
yeah.
Whatever?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, right there, I mean, that obviously was not his fault.
I mean,
I don't think.
Who knows? I have no idea. I really have no, I have no clue. I can't understand it. Apparently, like, why would there be live rounds in that weapon, though? That just doesn't make any sense. Like, who put the bullets into the.
Well, I think the person that put the bullets in there, I think that he was actually. He actually did that before in another film and he was actually fired from it. So now he did it again. So that's, you know, you do it once, you do it again. Like, I think you should have probably known not to do that. I don't mean to laugh at that, but I mean, like, yeah. Wow. Like, what is your deal? But what's the point of having that? I understand that you want to have your movies real and, but sometimes you just don't need it that real. You just don't. So, and I also heard that it wasn't real bullets, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't even remember his name, but he's definitely an extremely popular actor. And he was on Capital One. David, was it David something? David?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. If we're thinking of the same person, no, I don't think it's
what
David.
What was his name?
I don't know. I know someone's probably listening to this being like, you idiots. It was...
Yeah. Crap. Anyhow, let's just carry on. I everybody knows who we're talking about.
Yes. Yeah.
The name.
Yes. Absolutely.
Talk. I know that you. What's your biggest hobby outside of acting?
So
is it actressing or is it acting?
Acting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is actressing a word or no?
Nope.
Not at all.
Don't know where that came from.
Actoring. That wouldn't be a word either.
Nope. Sorry.
No. Nope. Nice try. Just quit podcasting.
We're done.
The funny thing is, I don't edit anything, so we're gonna let that one rip. So
well, just gonna happen. Well, people are already mad at us for not knowing the name of that. So it's just done. No, but my other hobby is working out, having fun with that. I started my own like health coaching company called Free Your Toxins, short FIT, FYT. I basically coach clients like one-on-one about like free your toxins basically is about freeing yourself of like all toxins, meaning like no processed foods, but also toxic people, toxic, you know, anything really. Honestly, it's like just living a positive, healthy life. And that's what I kind of promote on my Instagram. Yeah.
And what is your Instagram?
Free Your Toxins. So it's free_your_toxins.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you guys make sure you follow her. She's got a lot of good stuff she's promoting out there. On top of that, talk more about it. I mean, obviously, you are a vegan.
I am plant-based. Yeah, vegan.
How many years?
So I think it's coming up on 6. Yeah, I started like thinking that I should get healthier in a way, which I didn't know exactly. I knew I wanted to like try veganism, and I tried it for 3 weeks, and then I went out to New York and my friend was like, let's get this paella. And I'm like, oh, I'm vegan. And she's like, no, you're not. And I was like, okay, no, I'm not. So I tried it. I got really tired, and I wasn't tired any of those 3 weeks of being vegan.
Hold on for a second. Hold on. I could be way off. Is it like paella? Like
paella?
P-A-Y-A-Y?
P-A-E-L-L-A?
Oh, no.
Paella. Yeah, you're off, dude.
I'm thinking of like paella or something.
You know what a paella is, right?
No.
Oh, my God.
No clue. So, I was thinking of like the fruit. Isn't there a fruit like...
Papaya?
Papaya, yeah, that's what I was thinking of, yeah.
So
that's vegan, it's a fruit. I mean, cut me a break here. I don't know. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Papaya is like, I mean, paella is like a rice dish with like either seafood or meat, and it's like a huge dish.
Where's it derived from?
I think Spain. Aren't you Spanish?
Me? I'm not Spanish. No, I'm not Spanish.
All right.
Poquito español. No más. No, I'm definitely not Spanish. I'm Italian and Irish, but go ahead.
Yeah, no. So basically I ate it. I was not feeling great. I was tired. And I was like, that's it. So I stopped eating meat. So that was 6 years ago. Cheese was a different story. I dabbled in dairy still. Then I just didn't like how dairy farmers were treating the animals, and I thought it was awful. And why, as Americans, we do this to these poor animals? Like, I've watched these. Oh, it was awful. And like, people make jokes about like milking almonds or stuff. And I just feel like, I know you don't have the knowledge in dairy farming, because let me tell you something. I'm not to judge.
Whoa. I have almond milk and cage-free eggs in the refrigerator. That's pretty good.
Well, cage-free doesn't necessarily mean anything. It just means that they're not in a cage. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're wandering the farm like chickens should. Like, they could easily be like cage-free, but in a big room with tons of chickens that they're still feeding enormous amounts of awful antibiotics to grow them to, like, I think the olden in the like before times, it used to be
biblical
6 months they would start like eating that chicken because it would plump up. But now it's 6 weeks old and they're bigger than the 6 month old chicken that they like, because the antibiotics and everything. So everything that's now being given is just not healthy in a way. And people think that cage free is healthy. It's really not necessarily what that means.
I was just trying to do my part.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm just kidding. Not judging.
Meanwhile, I don't even recycle. And that's not good. I don't recycle. I don't do anything for the environment or the planet.
Oh, we are done. No, recycling is very important. Very important.
I know. I'm sure it is. I just haven't gotten into it. And it's not good.
Oh, we are starting tonight. No, it's actually, but like, you should really look into like
plastic.
Yeah, like you should see the sea turtles.
I hear though, you can separate them, and then when some of these townships, the trash and the recycling trucks come around, they take them to the same landfill, and they don't. It's irrelevant. That's what I mean.
I know.
I could be wrong though. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I've heard that too, and I feel like what we hear and what we do as an individual is we can only do our part. I don't know exactly what
I'll start recycling.
Okay, thank you. Maybe.
But back to the veganism. So I think it's extremely, I think it is healthier for you as an individual, as a human being, only because the vegetables, and you can get your protein through, because what's the main point? The only reason I eat chicken or beef or anything is realistically for the protein. doesn't have many other, right?
So
fish has the omega-3s.
Right, but where does the fish get the omega-3s from?
I have no idea.
From algae. So okay, we can get so it from plants. The source.
Okay.
So basically, and the meat from fish, chicken, and beef, they're getting it from the plants. So they're just the middleman. So, and also we're a country where we think that we need so much protein, whereas we can only digest 20 to 30% in one meal. And where does that extra protein go in your body and doesn't know where to go, or it pees it out, or it sits on your system? Like, we are, I don't know why or what happened, but we do not need as much protein as people think that we do. And
but what if it's bulking season? And you know, you're in the gym and it's bulking season. Like, you gotta bulk up. No.
I say eat more calories. And I'll tell you, if you're eating enough calories, you're eating enough protein. We do not need to be like, oh, we need this much from animals or this. If you're eating enough calories, you're getting enough protein. Bottom line. You don't hear anybody that is protein deficient unless you're eating or unless you're anorexic or you're not getting enough calories. It's just what it is. We as Americans are just taking in way too much. We think that we need so much. Food is not, should not be stressful. We should just eat natural, healthy foods. It shouldn't be like, oh, I need this for my meal or this for a meal. Just eat healthy and you're good. And I know people are like, oh, what's healthy? But I'm telling you, like,
follow Free Your Toxins on Instagram for what's healthy.
It just doesn't need to be difficult is what I'm trying to say. And that's what I try to promote in a way. Yeah.
Good. All right. So I have two questions for you.
Yeah.
You haven't convinced me to become a vegan yet. Not yet. Maybe because I do, you know, I'm a carnivore. I just enjoy it. You know, a good steak or definitely white meat chicken. Always chicken and brown rice is like my go-to if I'm eating healthy. You don't want to hear any of this. So anyhow, two questions. One piece of advice for the audience will be the first one.
Wait, are you asking me a question?
Yeah. One piece of advice. What's your one piece of advice? It's a tough one. The next question is going to be even way harder.
Don't make it difficult. I mean, if you're trying, I mean, I know that there's a lot of like people trying to lose weight and just, it's not that difficult. You just need to eat healthy foods. And I know that people think that like nuts and avocados and all that, they are healthy. I would never say they're not, but it just keep them out of your diet if you're trying to lose it.
Why the nuts and avocado?
Well, let's think about it. When you're eating calories and you want to bulk up your food, right? You want to bulk up because people have
because it's bulking season. That's
Well, let me tell you something. If you eat like, if you eat like a sweet potato and a bunch of vegetables and you bulk up your system, that's not a lot of calories, but you're full. But if you're putting in nuts and you're putting in avocado and you're putting in oils, you're already like giving yourself way too many calories that you don't need if you're trying to lose. So keeping that stuff out, it's just easy. So you don't have to calorie count until you lose what you want and then bring them back in, or just don't eat them excessively. People think that nuts or whatever, it's just not needed.
So if you're trying to lose weight, keep the nuts and the fatty and
I know they're healthy, but when you're trying to lose, it's just better to keep them out.
So what do you eat? Fruits?
Fruits are good.
Vegetables?
Vegetables, starches, meaning potatoes, rice, corn.
Okay. Healthy carbohydrates.
Yeah. Quinoa, millet. Yeah. Yeah.
But keep away the stuff that's hard to process, I guess?
That's not hard to process. It's just harder for your body to keep in a caloric deficit when you're trying to overall lose. So okay. If you're, you know, you don't want to take in like more than however many calories for your system. Your system knows how much to eat. You just don't want to put in too much calories and your body's like, well, this is already over because I'm eating nuts and avocados. they're healthy, yes, but you don't want to, in order to lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit, right? So it's easier is what I'm trying to say. Okay. Doesn't need to be difficult.
That's actually really good advice. I don't think I've ever heard, I mean, it seems like common sense, but I don't know if I've ever heard that before. And I do track the calories I burn. And
well, that's what I do on my one-on-ones, my one-on-one coaching. That's what I do.
There you go. Yeah. I can't seem to get rid of these. I have love handles and I can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
And it, you know, I'm self-conscious about
it. Probably from the meat.
You think? Here she goes.
Just kidding. Meat.
All right. And then lastly, you ready for the last question?
Yeah.
What happens when you die?
Whoa.
Oh my God.
So what happens when you die? Okay. Let me figure this one out for a second.
I'm not going to kill you. I ask people this.
So let me tell you, no, I'll actually answer this because I watch a lot of those shows and I've never.
Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, is this a question? I've got to answer it, right?
Sure,
so
yeah.
I've always noticed that like people who die and come back to life, they always tell their story. And I love listening to those stories. One thing I've noticed is that they never really meet God, but they know his presence is there. And they always see somebody that they've died, like that they've known in their past or whatever. And they only communicate through mind. Like they know what they're talking about. They don't actually talk. So I think when you die, I actually don't know, but what I think when you die, you help people. In life, I think. I don't know.
I mean, that's a good answer. That's a different answer, at least. Now, see, I've heard, and again, I forget where I heard this from, but somebody was telling me they watch all these documentaries about like people that have died and then come back to life, but they're not necessarily dead. So maybe they were just like unconscious for a while, but apparently their heart stopped or like, I don't know. They got in a car accident. I've never seen a documentary, but everybody all around the world, different people seen like the same person. That's one way. I don't know. Apparently that was like, according to this documentary, I don't know what it's called or whatever, but apparently that was Christ. However, I don't know. I mean, who knows who wrote the documentary? Who knows who made the film? Apparently it was like a film or something, but that just came to my mind. And then, secondly, like I've been expressing, is there's no chance that only people that believe in Christ go to heaven. Everybody else is screwed. So, I mean, nobody really knows. Who knows?
I don't think
maybe nothing happens. People believe in reincarnation. You come back. Maybe I'll come back as.
Well, I saw some stories on reincarnation where the kids actually come back from 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Such a bad store. No, but from 9-11 and they actually come back and they're like, I miss my family. And the mom's like, I'm your family.
Yeah. Then they grab a Red Bull and a pack of peanut M&Ms and they leave.
All right. Listen, buddy.
That's not good.
I said the wrong number.
I know. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, but I mean, I heard that like, kids will come back from like 9-11. This is just one story.
So they'll die during 9-11.
They died during 9-11 and then they come back. So this was like recent. So like they remember their past. I don't know. It's interesting because it's like these kids had no idea of like life in itself. So when as a young child, they're remembering 9-11, giving all the details. And then also there was one kid from the Titanic who gave all the details of the Titanic. So it's interesting because it's like you can't make that stuff up. So it is interesting stuff. I'm not saying that I believe in one or the other or anything. I'm just saying that this is what I've heard and it's interesting.
It is. It's all super interesting. The only thing I know for sure is to anybody out there listening, make sure you treat everybody with kindness and respect and love because you really don't know who you're speaking with or you don't know what they've been through or going through. So, I mean, that's the only real life advice that I can give. And Natalia, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Make sure one last time you guys follow her. Go ahead.
Free your toxins. Yeah. Free underscore your underscore toxins.
Those underscores are, those underscores are key. Thank you guys everywhere around the world listening to the Daily American. And Natalia, we welcome you back anytime.
Woohoo!